Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hola, Sasha. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Oh, sí. Yo también. ¿Por
Gracias.
Qué? Ah, sí, de nada. Oh, yo hablo español. Muy fun.
I wish I could speak Spanish.
I know. Same.
One of these days.
I believe.
Thank you.
I had downloaded Babbel like years ago, and I don't know why. It just wasn't good for my brain. I need to find another one that I would like.
What's Babbel?
Like an app that's like language learning stuff.
Oh, like Duolingo.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Duolingo bothers you a lot, but I'm like, I get it. It's hard to retain. You should be bothering me, but I'm like, get out of my fucking life.
Yeah. Did you take Spanish in school?
Sure did. But I've never told you about Senora Hardy.
I don't think so.
So we had this really sweet woman with like curly hair named Senora Hardy. She was a nice white lady who I think lived in South America for a couple of years, loved the culture, loved it, and was like, I am going to bring the beautiful language of Spanish to Middletown, New Jersey. And Middletown, New Jersey said, no, thank you. And mm-hmm. She like dressed really cute. She would wear like, you know how you like buy things on vacation and you're like, oh, I'm going to wear this like shirt that I bought in Puerto Vallarta and with some jeans. And like, you know, so people know I travel. That's how she dressed every day. Just like a little hint of Mexico or South America on her all the time. And she would try so hard. And they were doing construction on her classrooms because our classrooms were like from the 70s. And it was like open learning. So you could just hear every fucking subject. It was a very dumb idea. And I don't know why people did it. But anyway, they were redoing a part of the school. So they built other classrooms in the gym. So it didn't have a roof. It was just like a maze of classrooms. So you could like hear a bunch of things being taught at once and people would throw things over the wall. And one day, Senora Hardy was like yelling at us and an eraser hit her in the head. And then she was changed. She wouldn't speak to us ever again. And it's not funny. Like children broke this adult woman. And then she like wouldn't teach us. She like didn't do anything. And then she didn't come back to school the next year.
Damn.
So I didn't learn Spanish in school.
Someone threw a bunch of terrorists. Eraser. Hmm? Yeah. Because someone threw an eraser. You never learned Spanish.
Never learned.
Allie, I think I had a couple years of Spanish. And then you could pick what language you wanted after a while. And I chose Latin. Because I was like, I'm going to ace my SATs. And also, I'll be able to learn any romance language after I learn Latin. Did I try to learn a romance language after that? I did not. I just learned a dead language.
Do you know any Latin?
No.
Oh. What's pig Latin?
Oh, it's just like a dumb kid thing where you take the last letter of a word and put it. Wait, is that right? Like,
wait, I'm trying to think of like an or play. So it's like the first letter or couple letter, the first sound you put it at the end and then put A after it. So planner is an or play. Or like Asclay is glass.
Asclay? Oh, I get it. I have a secret. I way, A, hey, A way, egret say. Ugh. I don't want to talk pig Latin. That sounds awful.
Yeah. It takes longer.
Yeah. Who thought about pig Latin? Who did it? What little piggy said, let's talk like this?
I also don't understand what the pig part of it is.
Oh.
I've never even thought of why it was called pig Latin. Because pigs don't even speak.
They don't. But they do speak.
Unless they're... Actually, no. I was going to say unless they're Babe. Babe didn't even speak.
Babe didn't speak?
Did he?
Are you sure about that?
I feel like he didn't.
You sure about that?
I'm not sure. But I feel like it was a whole movie about a silent pig.
I wonder. Kimmy, can you look up if Babe spoke?
Maybe he spoke.
I feel like he must have spoken to name a whole movie after a character that doesn't speak. It's wild.
Well, aren't there other animal movies where they don't speak? Like, do they speak in Homeward Bound?
Yes, they definitely speak in Homeward Bound. Mm. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I was pretty sure, and then I don't know. I don't. The people, they're going to come for me. They're going to correct me.
I think we've already talked about this, but I was really disappointed in the newest Jungle Book movie because the first trailer I saw had no animal speaking. And I was like, damn, this is cool. It's like super realistic. It's going to be like a silent film. Just this kid running around with realistic animals. And then I went to the theater and then that wolf opened its mouth and was like, Mowgli. And I was like, ew.
I this feel is like weird. We have spoken about this and I really love how it stayed with you. How it you were just... like, I do not like that.
Really did not like it.
Will you go see Sonic with me? Sonic 2 is coming out. And I got so excited during one of the trailers.
Oh, okay.
I love Sonic, right?
Yeah, you said you cried.
Yeah, and I'm ready to cry again. I'm gonna bring my tissues.
Oh, Kimmy said that Babe does speak in the movie to the other animals.
Ah, okay, good. What about Homeward Bound?
They speak again to the other animals, and I only know because Michael J. Fox is the dog, and I thought that was cool
That is what about Air Bud? Air Bud does that? He just plays basketball?
Basketball was enough for him, I guess.
That'd be too much. This dog would be too skilled if it talked and played basketball.
What about Beethoven?
I don't remember Beethoven speaking.
I also don't.
I honestly prefer it when animals don't speak.
Oh, because it's closer to life.
Yeah. Unless it's a cartoon and like all reality is out the window. But if it's live action, I need my animals to stay animals.
Mm. You heard it here first, Hollywood. If it's live action, animals need to stay fucking animals. Okay.
Stay in your lane.
I mean, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Oh boy. If my dog in real life, because I'm live action, just started talking to me, I don't know what I would do. I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, that'd be really strange.
It'd be
what
so
kind
scary.
Of voice do you think Clyde would have?
Let's see. Nico. Ooh, I'm so hungry. Can you give me the food? Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, or like very sassy. I don't know. I think he'd have a weird voice.
Yeah, it'd be funny if it was like deep, like
hey,
surprisingly
bitch,
deep.
Give me my food.
I actually did like when Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch spoke. I'll make an exception for Salem.
I'm really glad. I'm very happy that you made that exception. Because it's classic. It's a classic. It's a good show. I loved Sabrina.
Me too. That was a very fun show.
What was his name? Nate? That was the one who she was always talking to? Mm-hmm. That was like on so. And off again?
Yeah.
Ned? Where's he at? He was cute. Mm.
That's a good question. Yeah, where do the heartthrobs go?
Yeah. Where have all the heartthrobs gone? It's a little Paula Cole for your ears. Where'd she go?
Maybe she went to look for those cowboys and never came back.
That's such a good song.
Yeah.
What else does she do?
Ooh.
Is that it?
I do not know.
It was Harvey Kinkle. That was Sabrina's boyfriend.
Ooh, Harvey Kinkle.
Harvey Kinkle.
Is he still working? What is he doing?
I'll look him up.
Okay.
This Harvey is not a hot name.
Harvey's the hottest name in the world. Oh, Harvey. No, you're right. No offense, Harveys out there.
I've never met a Harvey, like a someone with a first name Harvey.
Hmm. You're right. I've only really met Harveys with last names, like Steve.
That's also the only one I could think of.
Steve Harvey. Yeah. Harvey. I think there's a Harvey in the Batman universe, but I can't.
That's Harley Quinn.
Oh, shit. Okay. You're right. You're right.
Unless there's another one, but I can only think of Harley Quinn.
I'm not well versed in fandoms of such.
I don't know how you're not. You loved the Batman.
I loved the Batman so much.
I just loved the way he spoke. You have a lot of cats.
It made me laugh. It was so funny and nobody else laughed.
Oh, wait. Is there... I'm going to look this up. Harvey Dent is coming to mind. Is that
yes.
Name?
Harvey Dent that? Is Two-Face.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so there's a Harvey.
Nate Richette. Richard.
His face.
This was Harvey Kinkle from the TV show.
Wow. He's all grown up.
Yeah, he's a man. He's a man.
His face looks the same, though.
Mm-hmm. What a man. What a mighty good man. Oh, yes, he is now. And he's still working. He's been working as of 2020. So good on him. Yes, Nate.
Yeah. Nice.
So, Sheer, what's in your hand? What is it? What is that?
It's a stress ball. Uh-oh. It's the world, and I just squeeze it.
Oh, maybe I'll get a stress ball.
Yeah. This is no indication that I'm stressed. I don't feel stressed right now, but I do like squeezing it. I wish I had done this before. I just have a little bowl on my desk, and it sits in that. And I did press the other day for Woke.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was squeezing this off camera while I was doing these Zooms. And I was like, damn, I wish I'd always done this.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart to do things to just calm you, zen you.
Yeah. I also have a fidget cube, but it makes noise.
Mm.
There's like little things you can do. There's so many options. There's a little rolly thing that looks like a combination, and then a little ball, and then these little buttons you can push. And then, let's see, this thing you can just kind of roll around. Mm-hmm. And then this is like a light switch that you can turn on and off. And
that's fun.
This one just has like a little dent that you could just like rub if you want to.
Oh.
This one says like a little spinny thing that goes in a circle. Cute. It's fun.
Cute. Oh my
Bless
God.
You.
I went to a very dusty place today and my allergies, they don't forgive me. I've been sneezing all dang day. Where did you get your fidget box?
I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but I like got in early. There was a Kickstarter for it.
Oh.
And I was a contributor, and then I got one shipped to me.
Yes, Queen, she's an investor.
I invested in this.
I don't need things in my hand. When I stop doing things, that's when I'm like, I need to do something with my hands, because it used to be a yummy, yummy smoky treat. Boy, oh boy, does she miss cigarettes.
Ugh, but you've been doing good.
I have. It's I haven't had months. One slip up since never. I quit December, January 3rd. January, I was supposed to quit in December and she didn't. Mm-hmm. And then I was supposed to quit after I cracked my tooth and she didn't. But I quit January 3rd. I have not had one since January 3rd. I was with a friend last night who smoked a whole cigarette and I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. And then I was like, but they'll be stinky and I won't. It's great.
Good job, girl.
Thanks. It's just like really annoying that like big tobacco is out there being like, here's something that you can get addicted to and it's legal. Here you go. It's rude. It's rude.
It's freaking rude.
It's rude at big tobacco.
Yeah. They're not thinking about people.
No.
They're thinking about their pockets.
Yes. Lined with money.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day I was like, maybe I'll get a vape because then I won't smell like cigarettes. And then I was like, why do you want a vape? Like, just be okay. And then I was like, oh no, will I ever be okay? It's been a fun day. It's been a fun journey today.
Yeah. You'll be okay.
Hey, thank you.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Do we do a quiz?
Let's do a quiz.
Can I read to you? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Read me something.
Okay, so I have this Kathy comic that makes me laugh. It's framed in my house, and it's Kathy on the couch. Her phone rings. It goes, ring, ring. And Kathy goes, ugh, I'm too tired to talk. Leave me a message. And then it goes, ring, ring. And she goes, go away. Leave me alone. Tell it to the voicemail. And then you hear, she goes, ravioli, ravioli, like her kitchen's talking to her. And then she's like, coming. And then she goes, after 8 p.m., I only speak to food. I love
that. That is very funny.
I love Kathy so much. She's so funny. And I feel like people make fun of her, but she is a feminist icon. She does what she wants. She answers the phone. She said, go to voicemail. I'm eating my fucking din-din.
I only speak to food. I love it.
Okay. I mean, eat nothing but pastries, and I'll tell you what ice cream flavor you are. That looks like fun.
Yeah.
What's your most toxic trait? Seems even fun. Even more fun.
Only cake can determine which Disney villain you truly embody.
Ooh. Okay, I'll let you pick. What you want to do?
Yeah, let's do the Disney villain one.
Yeah. If I don't get Ursula or Cruella de Vil, I will do something destructive that I haven't decided what yet.
Oh, no.
Pick a cake.
Red velvet cake.
Macaroon cake. What's a macaroon cake?
It just looks like macaroons are on top of the cake.
Yeah.
Oreo cake.
Chocolate cake. I think I'm going to say chocolate cake.
I like a good red velvet.
Mm.
Even though I've been told that red velvet is a chocolate cake just with food coloring, which is wild to me.
Yup.
Kimmy's saying vehemently.
Interesting.
No.
It's a different kind of sponge. So it has cocoa in it. So it like technically is, but like it's usually, I believe, devil's food cake with cocoa in it. And that's what makes it. And then food coloring. So it is its own thing.
Okay, great.
And some recipes call for vinegar and it's disgusting.
That's interesting.
It's sick.
Pick a cake.
Cheesecake.
Lemon drizzle cake.
Vanilla cake.
Tiramisu cake.
Oh, Lord. I am between cakes. I am between cheesecake and vanilla cake. And
I'm between cheesecake and tiramisu.
Oh, I do love a good tiramisu, but I feel like infrequently is tiramisu good.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've had some pretty blasé tiramisus.
Same. And it's rude.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I tell you I once had a dessert that made me cry? I guess maybe it doesn't say much. I was out at dinner and it was this like strawberry thing and it was so fucking good. And I gobbled. And then the person I was with was like, you're not going to save me any. And I was like, well, I ordered this. And they're like, yeah, but like to share, like you, what? And then they took a bite and then I cried because I wouldn't get to eat that bite.
Oh. Damn.
But then we just ordered a second one, proving that it's okay. You don't have to cry over food when you're at a restaurant. You just order another thing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, just get more.
Yeah.
Wow. What was it?
It was this like strawberry fucking pie thing, but the crust was delicious and the strawberry was just seasoned just right. Or maybe not seasoned. Wow. Was, I don't know, sugared? I don't know. It was so fucking good.
Wow.
Do you remember that restaurant we went to the other night after our show?
Yes.
I can't stop thinking about how much fun I had and how
it
much
was
I
very
love it.
Fun. Yeah.
There's a man there named Joe who is, I think I'm in love with him. And I think he's like my life partner. And I'm like really excited to go back and like see if Joe's there. I can't stop thinking about Joe Sashir.
Joe would probably be there because he also said that he lives there. At the end of the night, we were leaving and you were like, Joe, you gotta go home. And he was like, I am home, as he's like shaking up two drinks in the air.
Two separate drinks. And I was like, Joe, go home. And then before we left, he was like, who wants shots? And this is like, I don't know, like a normal, what was it, like a Tuesday?
It was a Sunday.
Oh, it was a Sunday.
But still like a work night.
And like a pretty chill Sunday. Everyone was like rather chill in there. And nobody
said
anything.
This is not shots energy at all.
Yeah. So I was like, I'll take a shot. And then he made shots, and then I shot mine, and Sashir was like, oh, no, this was just booze and ice. This was, he did seem like he was mixing things, but I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't. And then God. He also gave them to two strangers that were next to us. He's, you said yes. No one else did. But he's like, all right, four shots. And we're like, are you going to take one? He's like, oh, no, no, not, I couldn't possibly. But we're like, why are you giving? We didn't ask for shots.
And then he topped off our wine and we didn't ask. I left him the biggest tip I've ever left a person. I've thought about him every day since Sunday. I love him. I wake up and I go, what is he doing? Like, what is Joe doing?
He's just staring at a wall until he goes to work.
He just goes home, passes away, and he's like, all right, gotta go to work. Okay. You're picking tiramisu?
I will pick tiramisu. I used to be a cheesecake girl, but it's so thick and it's just like, oof, that's a lot. Where tiramisu feels like a little lighter. And I feel like I can still like enjoy my day.
Okay, fair. Well, I think I'm going to go for that dense, thick, decadent, luxurious, savory cheesecake.
Savory cheesecake.
Pick your third cake.
A spice cake.
What the fuck is a spice cake?
It looks brown on the inside. Yeah.
What kind of spice is it? Is it like, yeah, what kind of spice is it?
Cinnamon? Yeah, yeah. What kind of spice is it?
Okay, so cinnamon, brown sugar. Oh, so it's like, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, cloves. Okay. Okay. What's a Victoria sponge cake? Who's she?
I see some cream and some strawberries.
Mm-hmm. But what kind of cake is the sponge?
It looks like a really big strawberry shortcake. It looks like a strawberry tall cake.
Nah, looks like a strawberry tall cake.
If you ask me, probably a strawberry tall cake.
Okay, so it's a strawberry tall cake. A cherry cake? I guess it's white cake with cherries?
Mm-hmm. And a caramel cake.
I assume it's a caramel flavored cake.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to taste that spice cake or Victoria sponge cake. Spice.
I like caramel, so I'm going to try the caramel cake.
Okay!
Pick another cake!
Berry cake.
Flower cake?
Huh. I think it's just a cake with flowers on it. Coffee cake.
Ooh, chocolate lava cake.
Which one are you going to pick?
Maybe the coffee cake.
Because, am I choosing the chocolate lava cake?
Yeah.
They have one at Chili's, and let me tell you. It is worth the drive to Northridge.
Pick another one.
Blackberry cake.
Bundt cake.
Rainbow cake.
Now here's the strawberry shortcake.
That is a shortcake.
I want the strawberry shortcake.
Okay. I think I'm going to do the Bundt cake.
Do you remember the cartoon strawberry shortcake?
I sure do.
It was like, were they like, elves? They were like little girls.
Yeah.
That had fruit on their head. They're all just
okay, pitch this TV show to me. Okay, so there's just a bunch of little girls with some fruit on their heads.
Like, I'm having a hard time remembering like the world. So did these little girls belong to anybody? Was this a world full of little girls? Did they have parents? Or did they live in a world where there's just little girls? I don't remember any.
Know.
Were there boys? Maybe there was
were
one boy.
Were there boys?
Oh, boy. I only remember a strawberry, a blueberry. Were there grapes?
Were there grapes? Okay, so I had these dolls growing up. And she was called Apple Amy, I believe. And I don't know if she was part of Strawberry Shortcake's crew or if she was in a different crew. Mm. Oh, no, she's a Cherry Mary Muffin.
Whoa.
Wait, Cherry Mary Muffin and wait. So there was Strawberry Shortcake, and then did Cherry Mary Muffin come through and like become like competition?
I don't know. Maybe they were like, we gotta get on this. We gotta get on this little girl fruit train.
This little girl fruit train. Okay, so there's Cherry. Oh, Cherry Mary. I wrote Barry. Okay.
I was gonna say they're the main characters of the show in the 80s because they revived it to today. Were Strawberry Shortcake, Lemon Meringue, Orange Blossom, Raspberry Tort, Plum Pudding, and Blueberry Muffin.
So Cherry Mary was made by a whole different company. They were like competition.
Ooh,
oh,
I see. Cherry Mary was made by Mattel, while Strawberry Shortcake was made by Kenner.
Interesting.
So Cherry Mary was the Bratz doll of the 80s.
And I gotta say, I prefer Cherry Mary. They're cuter. They're much cuter. This is so interesting. Did you have any of these dolls?
I don't think so. I definitely had a Strawberry Shortcake scratch and sniff book.
Oh, yeah. Where of course, me too.
So you could smell their heads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still confused about this world. I would scratch these little girls' heads and smell the fruit. What was the purpose? Why were they like this?
I wonder who. I hope a woman created it, and not really a man who's so. Like, yeah, you scratch little girls' heads and you smell,
you sniff it,
you sniff them. I mean, how wild! I have Cherry Mary Muffin dolls. I don't have any Strawberry Shortcake dolls. I have the black ones. I don't know if Strawberry Shortcake had a black friend. Because Apple Amy was black, and then a grape one was black, which seems a little racist. It's like, that one likes grape soda. She black.
I mean, at least it wasn't watermelon.
It would be funny if it was like Wendy Watermelon and then like Greta Grape. And it was like, uh-oh, guys, you can't do that. Wait, can you look up if Strawberry Shortcake had any black friends? Maybe that's why I got Cherry Mary Muffin, because there was a black friend. My mom bought us a lot of black dolls so we could just, you know, see ourselves and play with ourselves. That sounded insane.
Play with ourselves. Orange Blossom looks brown.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's true. Black. Yeah. But in this new version.
This is new.
Yeah. I don't know about the 80s.
Can you look up Strawberry Shortcake 80s characters? People listening are like, are they still taking a quiz? And the answer is absolutely. There is a black one, and she is cute. Who is she?
Oh, she's a fro.
She does the Orange Blossom. That's Orange Blossom? I can't believe my mom. I wonder if they were more expensive, and my mom is just cheap. Here, I thought she was out here being a patriot for the cause, and she was not.
Or maybe they were all sold out.
Oh, that too. Okay, I don't blame my mom.
You flipped so quickly.
Also, I have the plot if you want to hear it.
Yes, please.
Thank you. I'm still confused.
All right. Strawberry Shortcake lives in a fictional place called Strawberry Land. And her friends celebrate her 6th birthday while she prepares for her party underway a villain called the Peculiar Purple Pie Man. Plots to steal the berries from the strawberries' home in order to make his pies. So that's like the starting premise of the
this
show.
Is the pilot?
That's basically the pilot.
So they're in Strawberry Land.
But
there's many fruits.
Yeah, clearly they were very biased on strawberries.
So, okay, I get it. So Strawberry Shortcake is like the queen of Strawberry Land because her family lineage made the town fruitful. That's what I'm picking up. But then someone's trying to steal strawberries, but I'm like, the place is fucking called Strawberry Land. So isn't there enough strawberries for everybody? The whole land is Strawberry Land?
Mm.
Well, and to be fair, the entire show is actually called The World of Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, okay. So it's not like Strawberry World. This is just like Clarissa is explaining it all, but we do have other characters, and she's not really going to explain it all.
Definitely don't explain it all.
Okay. Also, I've never seen Clarissa Explains It All. I have no
really?
Idea.
Really?
No, I didn't grow up with cable. So like all those nostalgic cable shows that people like, I've never seen or heard.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I liked that show. She had big sweaters.
Oh.
And fun socks.
That's you. You like big sweaters and fun socks.
It's no, wait. True.
Fun sweaters and big socks? What'd you say?
All of the above.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like her fashion style definitely influenced me. And she had an annoying little brother named Ferguson.
Mm.
And then she had an alligator named Sam. And then she had a neighbor. Or was the neighbor named Sam? What was the neighbor's name? He'd just climb up on a ladder. And whenever he put the ladder up, it would be like, da-na-na, or something. That would be like a guitar sting.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's good on a rewatch or if me, an adult, would enjoy.
That's a really good question.
I mean, I loved the Minions movies, and I'm about to go cry in a theater over Sonic 2. I'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
Still
pick another cake.
Oh, yes. Okay, Swiss roll. I don't know what that is.
It looks like...
Is it like cream cheese inside green?
It looks like, what is it called? Ho-hos?
They ho-hos. Like rolled up. Or, yeah. Oh, no, yodels.
Oh.
Or maybe ho-ho is a yodel.
Maybe a ho-ho is a yodel. I like ho-ho.
Yodel ho-ho. I love this. We are getting into the pastries.
Oh, I guess they're the same thing.
Oh, and a Swiss roll.
And a Swiss roll. It just depends on where you're getting this from.
Mm-hmm. All right. Which bodega? Black forest cake.
Carrot cake.
Mixed fruit cake. I'm going to take carrot cake. People shit on carrot cake, but a good carrot cake? Oh, daddy, fuck me up.
I think I'm going to say black forest cake.
There was an episode of Nailed It where they were making carrot cake and they were reading through the instructions and I was like, ew, we're going to just eat carrots? And they were like, no, Nicole, carrot cake. And I felt maybe the dumbest I had felt in a long, long time. I couldn't believe that I didn't put two and two together. Oh, my God. Lastly, pick a cupcake.
Mint chocolate.
Ew. Strawberry.
I mean, you can, but it's...
I'm sorry. Rainbow.
You read... up to down as opposed to left to right.
Listen, we're all going through something. We're all trying our best. Okay.
Strawberry.
Vanilla.
I had a really good strawberry cupcake the other day.
Oh, from where? Strawberry.
A person made it. I guess it was another day. It was like at work when I was still shooting.
Oh, wow. I mean... sad that I'm not going to be able to like go get one or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm dying for like good dessert. Like I want like a good piece of cake, but I think I'm like, I would just have to bake it myself. I make the best pound cake I know. Like,
oh, I don't know this pound cake.
You don't know it? I make a fucking sick ass pound cake. Last time I made it, I like fucking came all over myself violently. I was like,
oh, no.
I think I'm going to pick...
Maybe I don't want this cake.
Yeah, you're going to come all over your... And then your man's going to be like, oh, no! And you're like, ah! Okay, I'm going to pick rainbow.
Yes! Congratulations, Nicole.
Yes! Ah, finally, BuzzFeed does something right by me. Oh, no, you're a bit manipulative. But you have a huge sense of humor.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was a read. I mean, BuzzFeed.
How'd they get that from the cakes, too?
Just, I don't know. They,
it's interesting because they don't justify it. They're not like,
no.
This is why we got to this conclusion. They're just like, this is you. You're manipulative, but very funny.
Okay. Wow. That's wild.
Oh, I like this. I'm Maleficent. Sometimes you can be sinister, but you do anything to achieve your goals.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
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 You're sinister, and I'm manipulative.
And you're manipulative.
Wow.
Yikes.
Okay. I'm like,
I don't think you're manipulating.
I'm sure.
I don't think you're. Don't let this BuzzFeed quit. No, 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 no. No.
I'm just going to.
No.
Be thinking no. about it all the time. I'm like, am I manipulating?
It's just a BuzzFeed quiz. No.
No.
I mean, let's see. How is Ursula manipulative? She like, I was very persuasive. She got Ariel to sign that thing to get her voice away.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, I don't think she was super manipulative. She was like, we got to get you legs because you want to talk to that man. I'm going to take your voice to give you legs. And then right then and there, Ariel should have been like, no, I yeah. need to talk to him to see if we could like get along. I can't be, you know, silent. I don't know that about me. And I'm not saying silent people don't deserve relationships or can't like, you know, catch a man or whatever. I'm just saying she had the power or not power, but she had the ability, the ableness. She was able to speak. So like use mm-hmm. that, you know,
yeah.
Don't silence yourself for a man.
Great point. And Ursula, I think, was very straightforward the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't lie. She's like, here's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was in writing.
Mm-hmm.
It was very clear.
Yeah, there was a whole binding contract. And then Ariel and all these other people were like, but it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. And it's like, yeah, well, you signed this.
Yeah. Those are the parameters you were given.
Those are the parameters. I learned that the hard way recently. If a letter is sent from me that someone else wrote for me, you can't go back on things from the letter, even though you didn't actually write it. What an oddly specific yet generic and ambiguous thing I just shared.
I was like, how vague? And I know you're not going to expound on that.
She's still salty about something that happened.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. Should we answer some questions?
Hell yeah, dude. Oh man, I just went through so many ranges of emotion. Like, went from hungry to like wanting cakes, then I want to make a cake, and now I'm like riled up because it's something I won't talk about.
And now I'm going to help the people.
Also,
perfect place to be to help people.
I have been dying. I think my period's coming or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should look at my phone. Anywho, I have been dying for a BLT.
Oh.
Just like dying for one. And I don't want to make one in my house because then your house smells like bacon. And then it's like, get out.
Sure, sure, sure.
But nobody has BLTs when I'm looking to get food. It's not a nighttime meal.
Oh, yeah, it's more like a lunch.
Yeah.
Meal.
But I'm like, can we move? Like, can we just move past like binaries? Like, why are we separating?
Let me have whatever food I want when I want
it. Kind of. Why is breakfast food only, you know, only during breakfast? Like, what is breakfast? Why can't we have breakfast, you know, all the time? Why can't I have lunch first, then breakfast and dinner?
Some places do breakfast all day, but like that's specific to that place.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But I think, isn't it like a oven space or like a stovetop spacing thing? Like they can't do, they want to like keep the eggs out all day.
Mm,
you know, maybe. I don't actually know. I was like trying to explain it, but I actually don't know the logic either. Behind it.
If anyone works in a restaurant that switches from breakfast or brunch to dinner and you don't have the good shit, please let us know why. I just want a fucking BLT.
Yeah. There was this place I like to go that has good hash browns, and I love hash browns, but they only make them during the weekday, not the weekend, which is when insane. You would think everybody would be brunching, want some hash browns. But they said, no, no, we can't do it. And I can't remember what the logic was. It was explained to me, but I was seeing red. I was already blacked out at this point after they told me you cannot have your hash browns. And I was like, I looked at the table I was with and I was like, so we're leaving, right? And everyone's like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, oh, no, no. I meant we're going to go. We got to find hash browns. But we did not leave. We stayed and I made do. But I was still like, how absurd.
I agree. Very fucking absurd.
Yeah. We have an email.
Yes.
Hi, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy on the keys, and Jordan. Big fan of you all. I need some advice. So long story short, last year, July really, I broke up with my ex after 2 years because he simply refused to spend time with me and chose to instead only spend time with his friends and his PlayStation. I tried to work things out with him several times, but the straw that broke the camel's back was when his best friend and I got into an argument about the basic manners and respect he lacks. The friend, not my ex. And my ex chose to defend him and start an argument with me instead.
After that, I decided to call off the relationship. And ever since, he's been acting really weird. One day he wants to be friends and the next day he acts like a jerk and ignores me. Being the fiery Sagittarius that I am, I pretty much started to give the energy he was giving me. And that started more issues. Fast forward to today, about a few days ago, he suggested that we start hanging out as friends because he missed me. I told him several times I don't miss him and I'm not sure if we should be friends. And he suggested that we were too close to just not hang out anymore. Part of me thinks he's right because we had a lot of good times together, but the thought of him allowing his friends and his stupid PlayStation to dictate and take up all his time still haunts me. My friends keep telling me that I deserve better, and I know I do, but my mom thinks I'm being mean and should give him a second chance. What should I do?
You
said it. You said it out loud to him already. You said, I don't miss you. And I'm not sure if we should be friends. And then he goes, you know what? We're too close to not be friends. But like, if you genuinely don't miss a person and don't want to be with them and you didn't like the way they treated you, I think you hold that boundary firm.
I think so, too. Because also, it doesn't sound like he was a great friend when you were dating either. Like, sometimes people can be bad or not bad, but like, sometimes relationships don't work romantically, but you are still like good friends. It doesn't even sound like this is what that was. It like he was choosing to be with his other friends or be with his PlayStation more than you. And that's not even like, even if you were just friends, that would suck. Like if he was just like hanging with other people and not paying attention to you. So I don't know. I don't know if this is a thing that even needs to be mended. I think you can just be like, hey, we tried. And I'll see you when I see you. we'll try to be pleasant, but this person doesn't have to be in your life just because they used to be.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I think so. I think so. And yeah, you literally already said it. I do not miss you.
Yeah, I feel like if you say those words out loud and you mean it, then it's like, then what are we doing? Why are you spending time with somebody who makes you feel bad and you don't like them?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Solved.
Solved. Hey, best friend. Hey, best friends team. I've been wanting to write in about this for a while, and I finally talked to my friend about it, and she gave me her blessing to get your opinions on the matter. My best friend, I'll call her Mary, and I have been friends for over 20 years. Her sister, who I'll call Patricia, has always been horrible to Mary. She never liked Patricia, but I do my best to be polite to her because she's my best friend's sister, and I don't want any animosity between us. Luckily, Mary and I live in a different province from Patricia, and I rarely have to see her. 3 years ago, pre-pandemic, Patricia came to visit Mary in the city we live in, the first time since Mary moved here 10 years ago. I decided to have some friends over to meet Patricia. The entire night, Patricia was rude to Mary to the point that my other friends and I were sharing looks all night whenever she would say something mean to Mary.
For example, Mary was telling us about a stressful work situation and we were all listening intently because we could tell this was important to Mary. Halfway through her story, Patricia yells out, "Boring," and that kind of shut Mary down. No one could believe that someone would say that to a person who is clearly talking about something that they are upset about. This is only one example of several mean things Patricia said to Mary that night. Eventually, I had had enough and told Patricia that she was being a bitch and that she's not allowed to treat Mary that way in my house. Patricia lost her mind. No one has ever stood up for Mary to her before. She got up to leave and demanded that Mary and her fiance leave with her. I apologized immediately, but Patricia wouldn't listen and stormed off. After they left, my other friends who were still at my house all thanked me for sticking up for Mary because they had all wanted to say something to Patricia the entire night. But since they don't know her, they think it was because they don't know her. They didn't think it was their place to say anything.
The next morning, Patricia tells Mary that she hates me and never wants to see me again. That's fine with me. But Mary is getting married in November, and myself and Patricia are bridesmaids in the wedding. This is an all-inclusive wedding in Mexico, which means I have to spend 7 days on a resort with this person who I can't stand and who I know will be rude to Mary daily. How can I survive 7 days without telling her to stop being mean to Mary? I already know as soon as I say anything, she'll flip out and potentially ruin Mary's wedding. Just to give more context of how rude she is, the same night my friends were over, Mary's fiance texted me when they got home and said, "Oh my God, I hate her so much. Why is she so mean?" And even more context, Patricia is a 40-year-old woman. What should I do? Damn.
Fighter.
Yeah. Take her outside and fucking fight her. And whoever wins gets to go to that wedding, baby.
Could you imagine Patricia loses and can't go to her sister's wedding?
I mean, boy, oh boy. This is tough because if Mary has never stood up for herself, then it's like that gives Patricia no incentive to be a nicer person. Yeah. But I think maybe reach out to Patricia before the wedding and being like, "Hey, I know we had an altercation, but we are both going to be at this wedding together. We both love Mary and let's be adults. You're 40. I assume, you know, you're younger. You'd be like, "I'm 35, I'm 38, whatever." You'd be like, "Let's just really be adults this week. And we treat Mary with the utmost respect. We don't belittle her. We like treat her like the queen she is for 7 whole days. And, you know, and back after that, you can go back to like your, you know, your sisterly ways or whatever. But like for this time, we are just on our best behavior for Mary."
Yeah. That would be great if it was received well. I'm worried that it'll be another thing where Patricia will blow up again and be like, "What are you even talking about? That's our relationship." And sometimes like family falls into relationship roles like that where someone's always getting shit on and that person doesn't even realize like how awful that is. Or maybe they like this feels bad, but like maybe Mary has said something in the past and it just like fell on deaf ears, or maybe she's just like, "Well, that's just how she is. That's my sister." which sucks. She didn't say how Mary felt after our writer told Patricia off.
No.
The fiance texted and was like, you know, I hate her. Everyone else, all the friends were like, we're on your side. But we didn't hear what Mary felt.
Yeah. And Mary did give permission to ask this question, which leads me to believe that Mary's not 100% happy with the treatment she's had with her sister.
Yeah.
I mean, you could wait till you're in Mexico and be like, hey, we're here. Can we not do this? Or be like, have you heard anyone else be this rude to Mary? This is her wedding. This is her wedding week. Let's be chill. I don't know. This one's a tough one.
If I'm being honest, if I was in the situation, I don't know if I would say anything else. I would kind of be like, I said what I said. I meant what I said. And if I see you do it again, you'll get the same reaction. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's the best way to do it. I wouldn't do anything that would ruin the wedding. But also, I don't know where they're going, but they're going to go to a resort. I would enjoy the resort. If I wasn't like the maid of honor and have, you know, had duties to do, I would just go enjoy the resort, hang out with people I enjoy. I would feel really sorry that for Mary that Patricia's being a bitch, but that's not my problem and that's not my family. And if I saw it, maybe I would say something again, but I don't even know if I would say something before the wedding.
Maybe that is better because then that like sets up it sets Patricia up to be angry and to be an asshole. So
yeah,
maybe it's like when you're there and you hear her being mean to Mary. Okay, here, say something, Sashir, say something mean to Kimmy.
Kimmy, how dare you wear the same sports bra I'm wearing?
Hey, Sashir, I can't believe you're making a big deal out of that. That's wild. And you're being wild. It's just a sports bra.
Wow. Fuck you. You don't know me and Kimmy's relationship. I always talk about how she's wearing the same thing I'm wearing.
Oh, okay. Cool. I didn't realize that that was your relationship and that you two are so happy with it. I guess I'll just I'll let you continue to be mean to Kimmy. But I'm going to go to the pool now. See ya.
Hey. Fuck you. I'm going to go to the pool. I don't ever want to see you at the pool when I'm at the pool.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a resort, not your home. You don't have ownership over the pool. So, Shira, I think maybe just take a little chill pill. The ceremony's tomorrow. Come on. We're having a nice time.
Hey, how dare you talk about my chill pills? Those are prescribed to me, and you don't know the issues that I have.
Hey, I mean, we all have medication. We're all mentally ill. I have cool pills, and you have chill pills. So, Sashir, I'm not trying to fight with you. I was just saying the way you came at Kimmy with the sports.
Hey, are you swinging at me? Your arms are moving all over the place. It looks like you're trying to hit me.
I am trying to hit you.
Oh, no. Ow.
Yeah, I fucking punched you. Now I'm getting in the pool.
And then you know what? That was the only thing that could shut me up.
Oh, so I did it?
Yeah, I'm going to sit down and have a drink. I got to think about my life.
Okay, happy marriage, Kimmy.
And that's how you do it.
That's what hit her. Just let her argue. You're really good at arguing, Sashir. That was really frustrating. So I was like mad. I was like, if I could strangle her, I would. I was so mad at you. I was like, you're being so mean to Kimmy for no reason, even though I've asked you to be mean to Kimmy. And fun fact, they are wearing the same sports bra.
It's true. And I don't mind. That was all acting. I don't.
I don't mind. That was all acting. Anyway, should we answer another query?
Yeah. No. We should not. We don't have time.
We don't have time to answer one more query?
No, we don't.
Not even a fun one?
No, we'll do it later.
Okay.
If you have a query, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text 424-645-7003. Feel free to email us a voice memo as well. Ooh, that's new. I didn't even know we could do that.
You could do that. How are you emailing a voice memo?
That's good because sometimes voicemails get cut off. So if you record a voice memo, you dictate how long it is. But please don't send us like 15 minutes worth of a voice memo.
No, minimum 20. We also have merch at podswag.com/abestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yeah, that's it from this episode of Best Friends, a podcast on the Earwolf Network.
Ursula and Maleficent signing off.
From sunny California. Bye-bye and aloha, dude.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.